I gotcha.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to another edition of the UAW Factory Whistle Show. It is March 13th, 2022. Ooh. God dang, Scotty. We're moving right along. The baseball strike's over, and I know Adrian put something out there about the baseball strike, and I like that. It was over. Let me get Jimmy and Adrian. Looks like Adrian. All right. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, that was just for you, Don, because as soon as I saw it, it was like, put it on there about baseball.
I appreciate that, too. Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Now, you guys, since nobody else is on right now, I got to tell you that I will be in and out because Cinnamon's father died last night, and so I'll be in and out checking on the switchboard. But I appreciate you guys telling people that I will be in and out. If you push one, I will get to you as soon as I get back in and let them know I'm not ignoring them.
And my condolences to the family.
What's amen. That?
Oh, yeah.
And we're only doing an hour show tonight, so.
If that's okay, guys, because we got,
Very
understandable, Don. Thank you.
Yeah, and I didn't want to do the show, and she said, you guys got a big vote coming up. You guys need to do the show. So, and last night I did it, and because it was too late to cancel the doggone thing. And she was on it. She said maybe I'd take her mind off of it.
I slept pretty good last night. I'm sorry, I slept pretty good last night.
I ain't a smart ass.
When I hung up, the phone was just blank. Wasn't nobody.
Oh my God.
Everybody was gone.
Well, you know, Joe does that too. He goes to sleep and whoops.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot of people on the switchboard. If you'd like to join the show, please push one on your keypad. I'll get the right on.
Numero uno. Press one, please.
Yeah. So I'm gonna let you guys go ahead and do your thing, and I'll be in and out, and I'll talk to you in a bit.
All right.
All right.
All righty. So, what do we think about Cindy Estrada announcing her retirement?
You want me?
Anybody?
To be truthful with you, I don't believe any of it until it happens.
Right.
Exactly what we said last week with Terry Diddles. They're going to do deception, whatever they can, to get past the convention people.
Yep. Yep.
I did raise a question on one of the groups. I don't think people were following the question that I posed.
They weren't picking up what you laying down?
Well, let's think that we go to the convention, right? The Constitutional Convention.
Yep.
And someone nominates Cindy or Deedles, okay?
Right.
Okay. If they don't decline.
Right.
If they accept the nomination.
Right.
They're not retiring, right?
Exactly.
That's true.
No.
I don't know how Jerry Dides is, or Dips, or Dudo, or Ditto, or Bozo the Clown is. But they used to be. Jimmy, how tell me this? Didn't Dick say a long time ago that 62 was the gentleman's agreement that we wouldn't run anymore?
And 65.
No, I believe it's 65, and really that is not it. That number is not in writing where I can find anymore.
No,
it has never been in writing.
That's
an administrative caucus rule.
They took that language verbatim out of Social Security as a pretext, is the way Dick explained that to me. It had never really been challenged.
Right. I mean, not that we need somebody 75 years old and they're running the UAW unless they know what they're doing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me also bring this to your attention. You used to be forced to retire at 65 when you worked in any of the big three.
Right.
That was before, when Reagan got in there, he raised the age to 70.
Right.
So that took away the mandatory retirement at 65. But
right.
The administrative caucus kept that as their rule.
Yep.
Okay, and but Didas is 63, so he could still run.
Right.
Dick always said they kept it at 65 instead of going to 70 like Adrian's talking. Now think about this, because this is how greedy those people are. It was their way of spreading the gravy amongst themselves.
Exactly.
And what a lot of people don't know is when they retired, they had special assignment issued to them within the Solidarity House for like sub stuff, regional work or whatever, and they made more money.
Well, look, Norwood's still showing up on the LM2s, and he's been gone for 2.5 years and on probation, and we're still paying him. Yes, his job is out of the region, and he's in investigating, from what I am being finding out, appeals.
Mm-hmm. Bob King teaches.
Yep.
He get paid for that. I mean, you know.
Now, when Dennis Williams ran, everybody knew he was going to be a one-term president because he was already 62 and a half when he was elected.
Mm-hmm.
So he announced that he was only going to be a one-term presidency because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hey, guys, let me get our old friend Paul on right quick. Okay, Paul, you're on.
Greetings to you rabble-rousers.
Hello, Paul.
Hello there. A few years ago, that rule was challenged. Maybe some of you can remember this. One of the regional directors out of Ohio was supposed to retire. He wasn't a New Directions man, but he was someone who was at odds with the administrative caucus. He was slated to retire. He decided to run instead. He got elected. Jokic eliminated his region after he'd won for regional director.
Jerry Tucker.
No, it wasn't Tucker. I can't remember the guy's name. They didn't eliminate.
He did it to Bob Lent. He did it to Bob Lent in Detroit, Region 1C.
Yeah. Well, it was this was a region out of Ohio, and guy's name I can't recall. But after he won election, Jokic circled the wagons, got everybody together, and announced they were dissolving the region.
He pretty much did the same to Bob Lennon, Region 1C at 13 Miles John R. And he was having a party there for getting reelected. And Jokic walked in with the people from Detroit and took the party and the meeting over, walked up to the podium, announced to everybody this would be the last meeting at that office, and Bob was to pack his office up right now and move. And that was the end of the party, folks. I was there. That's where I met Bob Kane, the guy. That's where I met that Bob Kane that held my Empire hearing.
You're talking about Bob Roth, right?
Bob Lent was his name out of Detroit.
Okay.
That was
okay.
1A, wasn't it?
Mm-mm.
Because he was the regional director over a region that covered Pontiac, but Donnie Douglas ran against him and lost.
Exactly. That's the man.
Yeah.
Because 1C would have been up here in Flint.
That's the only regional director I ever walked into his office to see, and he had a fifth on his desk, half to two-thirds gone, and he was, I mean, out flipping cold, people.
Wow. Well, I remember when they forced Bob Ross out as the regional director at 1C.
That's who I was talking about. That's who I was talking about, Scott. I went to see Bob Roth right about the time I started taking on my battle with Norwood and his gang, and that guy was nothing more than a cold-fleshed alcoholic.
Well, they forced him to retire after his fifth DUI because they couldn't make the fifth one disappear. They tried, but it couldn't go away. Oh, I mean, it's happened. But they made some other arrangements with Bob Roth. I think
oh,
Bob
I'm
Roth
sure.
With,
I'm
with
sure.
Some other people, you know, I think they went over and they started, I don't know if it was LSI or it wasn't the Android industry, but I think it was LSI that they started. They just dealt with parts. So,
I know you've seen that new Volkswagen microbus they're talking about being reborn. That's kind of groovy looking thing, but shit, still you're looking at $65,000 for a base unit.
Yeah, I mean, people need to start thinking about these electric vehicles and their prices. I posted it was either today or yesterday that I think Subaru is going to kill everybody's on the ice now. Internal combustion engines for a particular model right now. They're not going to do any more development for that motor.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Hey, guys.
What is that? Go ahead, Don.
Yeah.
Somebody from Local 602 sent me a video of the electric vehicle that got blown up. This guy had taped dynamite on the side of the passenger side all the way down, looked like a foot apart, all the way down. And him and his buddy got behind, way back behind something, and they pushed that thing, pushed the button, and that thing was, it exploded everywhere. And the guy in the video said, if you ever buy a vehicle that's got a battery, you better save your coin because it's going to cost you a fortune to pay for the battery. It was $22,000, he said, for a battery. I said this before, but he showed me the video. It was pretty awesome. And that's all I wanted to say.
Wow, $22,000 to replace the battery. That's on top of the $50,000 or $60,000 you already spent. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Discrimination case, didn't you? The EPA brought against Eagle. That's actually state of Michigan. Like, it used to be our EPA here in Michigan. They're now called Eagle, EGLE, over discrimination over the Jeep plant permits. It says that it's racially discriminated against lower income, majority black neighborhood, improving the Jeep plant. And they have 30 days on.
Wow.
Now, the EPA's Internal Civil Rights Committee office determined the complaint meets all the jurisdiction requirements. Eagle has 30 days to respond as of today, which is day three. They have chosen no option to contact the Detroit News.
Wow. Wow. And I've seen Ford's and some vehicles go with non-safety requirements, I guess. and they're not going to get any chips, they said, till May. So they're going to lose 100,000 units. This stuff.
Hell, I never
crazy.
Even heard about that apocalypse Jeep they or Bronco they're building until I found the post on it today. But I guess they actually were building that last year. I don't know if you've seen that one, Scott, but it's a 6x6.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a four. It's actually a six-wheel drive, 400 horsepower Ford Bronco, and it's got, you know, four rear wheels, two wheels on the front axle. It does this will climb walls, rock walls 8 feet high with the right tires.
Wow. Wondering if that's
what do we need something like that on the road for? In case you're in a drive-through teller and you change your mind.
There used to be, Hennessy went with one because somebody did a T-Rex, a Dodge T-Rex, and they did something like that. So Hennessy got together with General Motors and took a 2500 HD. They did six wheels behind it, and they called it Goliath. And it had, you know, monstrous horsepower, big tires and stuff, but they're all coming. That design is copied from Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz did a six-wheel drive vehicle. They only made so many of them, and if you can find one, you'll spend probably $1.5 million to get it. And it's like a bulletproof tank. It's insane. But yeah, six.
Yeah, I was looking at. What is it called? The Lincoln Navigator. It says it's like a cruise ship, and it looks sweet. I get all the way down, and there again, folks, I'm sorry, but I am retired for the base sticker price of $115,410 will get you a six-cylinder chrome Kevlar gray, I guess, with the black trim package.
Wow.
That's thicker. You don't even get AC with that.
Wow.
I mean, my God, you're looking at cars $130,000. I mean, your car's going to be a house payment. I think something a while back. I think they're really going toward, they don't want us to own these things. They want to lease them, and they'll just, you know, turn them in, melt them down. You're upgraded. Take that stuff out and put it in the garbage. What? I don't know that. I don't know how the hell people. I was looking at the boat show this Friday. It's got a 21-foot boat with a 25-horse four-stroke motor was $94,000.
Jeez.
Yeah, they're putting everybody right out of the market, aren't they?
Well, all I got to do is just thank you, God. I'm bad enough. I got my own flotation now. Screw that shit. I don't need that son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Middle class can include something like that. What's left of the middle class anyway? I don't know who in the heck are they going to sell that to.
I agree.
Well, you'll have something to try.
Well, they'll sell. Yeah, you're right about that, Adrian. You're absolute. They'll pull in the parking lot. And then, just like my friend, and I won't tell you his name because if you're a truck mate, you probably know who he is. He bought a, what the hell was some kind of, it was a General Motors truck, but, oh, gosh, now I can't remember what the hell. It was, God, it was expensive. Well, they came and told that sucker right out of the parking lot. They came and found that sucker. He couldn't afford it. And I can't remember something. It was totally different. He had a special order, but I can't remember what it was. And that was about 9 years ago. Yeah, they came and told that sucker. And he was out there. He was out there when they were doing it. The guy said, you know how many we towed of these? Out of General Motors plant parking lot. He said, people are buying these things. They know they can't afford them.
Right.
And here we are. And that's all.
Wow.
That's, you know, Rivian's, you know, their shares are plunging right now, and they're blaming on the supply chain trouble issues. That's part of it with them. But they're also lying like their heads. People don't have the money to buy these expensive vehicles that we're talking about. One thing, we need to get every brother and sister online for it. Open up your ears, take the ear wax out. Right now you're witnessing more than ever why you don't want 4 and 5 year, 6 year contracts. With
yep.
inflation jumping like it is right now, you're getting your ass burned and you're hung in here for what, 3.5 more years? I rest my case here.
Right. You're right. You know, I mean, we had a the automotive industry kind of got set on its ear a little bit the last couple of years. And like I was saying earlier, Ford's going to push back the dealer allocations until late May, saying that they're going to lose 100,000 units lost to the supplier struggle. And they said that 37 of the suppliers have failed to provide parts as scheduled, so Ford forecasting 1.66 million sales in 2022 as dealer inventories suffer. So, and that was coming from the Automotive News.
Right.
So with what you were saying is, I'm going off what you're saying is, so you have a bad year or two, and we're still stuck in a 4 year or a 5 year or a 6-7 year contract. You got a long ways to go. There's no way to get back in there and make an adjustment on that. If we had a 3 year contract, okay, we'd have one more year and we could go in and adjust this. Yeah. There's no wiggle room, right? That's
nope.
safe to say?
No, there is no wiggle room.
You know?
Just now, did any of you guys see this, that they threw labor leader Tim Edmonds in jail?
Yeah.
I missed that one. I guess that just happened?
Yeah, early the week. Check under the Solidarity Sunday Zone 1. I posted it.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry, baby girl. I missed it. I usually check you out. You got some good shit.
You talking about that financial secretary, right?
Yeah.
The judge said that the judge felt he was a flight risk.
Yeah.
I mean, he must have said some really bad shit about somebody, or he wants to protect his ass, because I, like you, like I said earlier, I don't believe anything about Terry or Cindy resigning or retiring. I think
mm-hmm.
all depends on what happens at this convention. If one member, one vote does what we thought we wanted it to do,
mm-hmm.
you'll see them people check the hell out, because they know they ain't getting that golden appointment. And no, Cindy ain't got no, she can't go back to a plant, people. She's got to go back to humiliation as nobody.
Mm-hmm. But if you read her statement, it don't read right.
No, it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, she kind of telling something there. She telling something.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, she's going to retire to work with the EV.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense.
That's why I'm wondering if it's true what I heard about these. It was her and Diddles both that I was told made that agreement that if they worked with the FBI, they would be able to retire with full pension and no charges brought against them. And now I'm beginning to wonder, did they cut them a deal? Hey, if our team stays in power, can we stay here and try and make it better? Because they're going to be slipping them information. You know, they're going to be their little bitch this time.
And something is not right. I mean, even he comes up with, I want to retire and be with my family. Well, you ain't got but 2 more years to go under the way y'all's contract stuff run. Why didn't you retire 3 years ago when you're 60? You had enough time. You know, why didn't you take this appointment or this? Why did you accept the nomination and they vote you in at the last convention? Your family didn't. You didn't want to spend time with your family then. I mean, people. They put dumb sugar iced tea in writing. Yes.
Well, yeah.
Mhm. But hey, who reads it?
Hmm.
You know, that's the whole thing. You know, a lot of people, they just see that they're retiring. They don't care about all the other stuff that they're saying in them letters. You need to read that stuff and ask yourself a question.
I've been asking a lot of questions about how we're going to build the campaign, and nobody will tell us that. I mean, and we're wondering about the convention. Are they just going to suppress us and do whisper campaigns like they've always done in my plant? They're damn good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they have to run whisper campaigns. They don't have a record to stand on, Jim.
Yeah.
They can't campaign on what they've achieved because every time a contract, bad contract comes out, which is every one that's come out in the last 40 years, they either remain silent or they go into the plant and sell it.
Well, somebody asked me the other day, did they know about this Biden coming into town? That's why they got the 31% raise, and I almost spit up laughing. Take it, folks.
Did anybody catch our president's letter to Congress?
Not really.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is from... This is from Ray Curry. This is short and sweet.
Okay.
He says, Congress has an opportunity to restore full pension benefits to over 20,000 salaried Delphi employees.
Yes, I did.
These hardworking coworkers of the UAW members suffered significant losses to their earned benefits, with some losing as much as 70% of their benefits. We strongly urge Congress to pass this legislation that would pay the difference between the pension benefits earned by Delphi's salaried retirees and what they received following the GM bankruptcy in 2009. It's long overdue. Wow. Ray's really worried about the management position people from Delphi. Yes, I agree. They got screwed royally. I do believe that. And I know a couple of them personally. It was devastating. I understand that. But to be worried about salaried people when you have temporaries built right into your contractual language, that takes some brass. Wouldn't you say?
That takes balls because if I know some Delphi hourly that paid union dues that really got a broomstick shoved up their butt that had a lot of slivers on it. And for him to be worried about management side, let them take care of their own shit, Ray. You can't take care of our shit.
May I?
Take it. Take it,
please. I can't speak about Delphi and GM. But I can tell you about Ford Motor Company and the UAW. We have salaried people that are UAW members.
Oh, yes.
They're in engineering. We have some engineers.
Mm-hmm.
The nurses. And we have some quality people that do your laboratory type stuff. They are UAW members and they're salaried. So I took it that those were the people he was talking about. This is not management. They're UAW members. So, but like I said, I can't speak about Delphi or GM, you know, how it works under that system.
Right.
But I know in court, we have salaried people that are UAW members.
Adrian, could you, since I'll be gone from the switchboard for a few minutes and Scott can't do his job, would you please tell people that I'll be back and push one and I'll get you right on when I get back. And I'm not ignoring people. I'm in and out. Would you take over that responsibility for me?
Sure, I will.
Thank you, dear. Laugh all you want, Scott. Three people already hung up. Okay?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Am I on?
You guys got to remember, Scotty, you got to remember things like that, buddy.
Right.
We'll remember.
Ah. Okay, 734, you're on. I think that's Kerry, but I'm not sure. Goodbye.
It's JJ.
Oh, JJ. I'm sorry.
Hey,
go ahead, JJ.
JJ.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I am well, thank you. Still holding my A average in school, so that's
Yay!
Good.
Yay!
Good for you.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, I did want to comment real quick about the pension benefit thing that Ray Curry, I did see that letter.
Yes.
What's disgusting, and I don't care if they're salary or hourly, corporations have been getting away with screwing the workers, whether they're salary or hourly, for far, far too long. I actually think that since General Motors has been making good profits, they should be forced to pay the pension benefits that they shucked years ago and screwed over their employees, not to mention I believe there was a couple of airlines that did it to their pilots as well.
Yes.
Our government should not be allowing the hardworking taxpayers to pay for the negotiated benefits of the employees when it's the company's responsibility. That's just wrong. It's just another fine example of how the corporations can screw up, and the only ones who pay for it are the employees. Why are we always the whipping post? Enough is enough. These corporations, these CEOs, they need to be held responsible. They need to be put in jail when they break the law or they kill people because of making faulty products. They need to be held responsible just like anybody else. What's going on is wrong. There's two different sets of rules, one for the normal people and then one for the wealthy elite, too big to fail corporations that are making billions of dollars and paying shit for taxes. It's wrong. I'm tired of us workers getting the short end of the stick. And we need to come together, and we need to put an end to this, period.
I agree.
But I also,
and actually, the citizens are the ones that can – they really don't understand the power that they have, these companies. And now they're opening up or going to open up new facilities, and they're getting tax abatements. They're getting monies from our legislators, but that's money that we, the citizens, pay in. Not only that, if you get a tax abatement, that's meaning that your taxes is lower. We have to make that money up.
Right.
So,
again,
if your property tax go up.
Workers,
mm-hmm.
Right. The workers are the ones who are paying. Now,
that's
these
correct.
People are supposed to be the ones who got all this wonderful education, right? And they're supposed to be so smart at what they do, yet they have to steal the money from the hardworking American workers, the regular, common, everyday folk, because we just don't know no better. in order for them to make it. Come on. That tells you right there that these friggin' morons aren't any better than we are. We don't get subsidies. We don't get tax abatements when we have to pay our bills, yet they
Correct.
Do. This is wrong.
And yet and still people fight for them. This has always been my problem. They fight for the corporations. Oh, they're going to bring jobs into my community. But you got to pay for that. That is not free to you.
Correct. Anybody in the switchboard,
Pershwan?
Pershwan and Don will get back with you. He's gone right now, but just Pershwan and Don will get you on as soon as he gets back. Take it away, JJ.
Yes, that's exactly. It's not free. They're costing us money, and they're walking away with 90 to 100% of their profits while we're forced to live and pay our bills and feed our children and send our kids to school on only 70% of our income. This is wrong.
Not even that.
Well, yeah, because when you add up all the taxes and the double taxes that we get, about 40% of our income is gone.
That's correct.
In tax. And yet other countries that pay 40% taxes have free health care.
Or they reap more benefits anyway than we do.
Well, yeah, but it's okay because we've got the most expensive military contractors money can buy, filling their pockets with our tax dollars.
That's true, too. Yeah.
But look, there is one other positive thing that I did want to say. And this is the one thing that makes me proud to be a part of the UAW and to call the hardworking men and women in the UAW, all of the UAW, but in particular, in this case, in the auto industry, I want to give a big shout out to the awesome men and women at Dundee Engine Plant, Local 723, Monroe, Michigan, and the Local 12 Jeep unit. Hundreds of members have pooled their profit-sharing bonus money together and shared it with the TPTs who didn't get a bonus because of sellout Cindy Estrada and the other international sellouts bargaining our contracts. It took the brothers and sisters of the UAW to come together and share their hard-earned money with their fellow brothers and sisters who weren't properly bargained for and protected by a brother.
And I say kudos to them. Kudos to Dundee and kudos to Toledo for doing that.
That's true solidarity.
Yes. I tried to do something similar to that back in 2017, and I was frowned at. I was looked at like, you got to be kidding. So, nah, and I hate to even say this, but I took part of my profit sharing. And I let God just guide me as to who I was supposed to give something to. Since I couldn't get others to do that. I'm like, you know, couldn't understand why you didn't feel that somebody's working next to you that should have got a profit share. There's no way that the company or the UAW should allow you to work. You have added value to the product and say that you are not entitled to a profit share.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
That's just 100% wrong.
That is wrong.
Yeah.
Because
that is wrong. We got a caller. 313, I'm going to put you on. And Adrian, you're right about that. Me and a few others at General Motors gave a few $100 to co-workers that were on the line next to us. You're right on the money. Thank you.
You know, it's not that you're trying to brag about it or anything like that, but you knew that it was wrong. And you wanted, you know, your unit to do something to help everybody.
Exactly.
I mean, we can't give them what we get, but at least we can share. What's wrong with you? I don't care what nobody says. We are a family. You spend 9/10 of your work, your waking hours, with your coworkers. You are with them more than you're with your family. They become your family. And you would see your family suffering? Something wrong with you, as far as I'm concerned.
You're moving.
I don't want me to suffer.
Yeah, have a seat.
It's hard for me.
Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
What?
We hear your conversation.
Can't be hearing me. I was muted.
Uh-oh. Oh, somebody talking.
But no, it is heartwarming to see brothers and sisters come together like that. That is what the UAW is all about. And, you know, it's an absolute shame that the company can't follow the example of its workers and share with all the workers who help make those profits.
Yep.
It's just disgraceful, as far as I'm concerned, that the company doesn't reward all of its employees equally for doing the same work. It's just not right.
Right. And some guy came up to me and he said, I wasn't here yesterday. I hear what you did. Are you going to give me what you gave them? I said, I'm not giving you nothing. You come to work 3 times a week. You're on some kind of, I forgot what it's called, where you call in. And, what is that called? You know what I'm talking
VR?
About anyway, right?
A VR?
No. You call in what is it? Somebody just
probation?
No, I couldn't hear that.
Something about probation?
No.
Probation, no.
No, it was
no. No, it wasn't probation.
Sick or something like that?
Yeah, they claim they're got an injury or are sick or something, and they call in and get excused.
Oh, FMLA.
Thank you. And he was doing this all the frickin' time, and he expected me to give. I said, I ain't giving you a dime. You're a worthless.
They had FMLA back in Don's day?
Oh, shut up.
Let me re-quote that. It wasn't called that in our time, but we had the same shitty programs. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
They just didn't pay as much as they do now.
Right.
Yeah, because you used to could bring a doctor's letter in once upon a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so too many guys. I remember we had a guy in my plan, Adrian. He stole the book, and for 3 years, it was a known fact. You needed a day off. Go talk to Chuck for $10. He'll write you a doctor's note right on the spot. You can buy it right there.
That's right.
My foreman, when we used to call him foreman, his dad was a doctor, Dr. Kennedy. And everybody on the line was going to this guy, and he was pissed. And finally, he said, "I'm not accepting nothing from my dad."
Yeah, a lot of them got blackballed. A lot of doctors got blackballed.
They finally stopped that. Yeah. They finally stopped that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I put a lot of doctors out of business. They had to sell their big old Cadillacs and things. They lost a lot of money.
Yes. Oh, boy, the things that we could tell.
Yep.
But, yes, it's... I cannot... And I will not blame the negotiators nor the management for ratifications of contracts unless I have proof, not just what I think, because I don't think any of the contracts actually passed, but they all say they're ratified. And that is strictly on the members. Now, I know negotiators bring you stuff that ain't no good, but why would you say yes to it just for that signing bonus? Because there are people that do that.
You know I agree with you, but let's look into the coercion part of our union officials in the plant who say, you got to vote for this, otherwise you're not going to have a job.
Right.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
So.
Yeah, no. 313 is right. How many times have
I
we heard that?
I understand that. I understand that, too. But
there's people that went to Pontiac from our truck plant, went to Pontiac because they said they were going to close our plant. And they came up to me and said, when are you leaving? And I said, I'm not leaving. Because when they leave in the front, when the union boys leave and go to Pontiac, that's when I'll sign up and go. And if they're not going, I'm not going because we're not shutting this plant down. Period. And I didn't go, and a lot of people didn't. I went up on a seniority list big time. I got good jobs after they left because a lot of high seniority people did leave. And they got to come back, though. They came back. They came back. And but that 313 is absolutely right.
But the thing is, though, That's illegal,
but still, how do they know how you vote? I can tell you anything.
Yeah.
How do they know? You come and you tell me, if I don't vote yes, I'm going to be out of a job. And I'm going to say to you, oh, okay. And I'm going to go right in there and vote no. Because they don't know how I vote.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying that, Adrian. I'm not talking immediate retribution to one-on-one.
Okay.
I'm just
okay.
saying, I mean, it's enough. Like I said, back in 15, UAW, president of, not the local, but the truck plant, went around telling all the newbies, singled them out. Since you don't vote yes, you guys ain't going to have a job. And these people, and I understand, an educated member would know better. All right, but these weren't educated members. These were newbies.
Right.
I mean, not even.
They may not have a month in there. I get it.
All right. So I mean, but see, that's the other part. I mean, you guys are saying, well, you know, you got to wait, you know, your year plus a day for sharing the profit sharing. I mean, I understand that, and I do agree. I think they should get their part too. I mean, you know, because it's all by hours. It isn't just, you know, here, you know, you got your year and a plus a day, you get the max amount. No, it's how many hours. And they
That's
should be qualified, you know, and they should be included in that, too, as well.
That's
but right. What was I getting to? Oh, just, yeah, intimidation. I mean, a lot of it is intimidation. I saw it firsthand here at DTP, and I'm sure it's happening at every UAW location. It's just, you know, how corrupt are the people that we trust to represent us are representing the good of management? Or, I don't know, just to get the process over with? Is that what it is? They don't want to deal with the contracts anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the situation is, it goes back to, I still place blame on the ones that bring it to us and the ones that force it on us. So, Adrian, you know I agree with you most of the time on most things. But, yes.
Education,
for the new members. And it definitely falls. I think that responsibility falls on the ones that are already here, the brothers and sisters that need to watch out for little brothers and sisters.
Right, right.
So, but that's not our mentality usually.
No. I think
Adrian,
sometimes
right, people voted yes for that big money, and you're right. Go ahead, Adrian.
But even though sometimes you try to talk to some of the newer members when they come in, you'll get, like, and this happened to me, where with this guy, they sent them from the Visteon plant in Saline, and they sent them to the Rouge. And he was saying that, oh, no, this is not the way this goes. We were talking about, I can't even remember what we were talking about, but it was something that I knew in our unit. And he was trying to argue with me. Now, here's my thing. I don't argue with you, okay? I show you where things are that you can look it up, what I'm saying to you. I may even bring you something and say, see this right here, read this. But this guy was set in his ways, and he was, like I said, new. You ain't got a clue. I could tell that, but okay. But I don't want you to spread that poison.
Yeah.
See, I don't want you to spread that poison to the rest. Now, it used to be a time when you had orientation, and orientation lasted at least a week.
Yep. I went through it 1 week.
Yes.
Got paid for it, too. Got paid
money.
You got
paid. That's right.
Yep.
And they stopped doing that. They stopped educating the members coming in because they don't want you to know.
I
so
agree.
It is up to us that's in there to educate you. Okay, not our opinions. Our opinions mean not a damn thing. You have to have the paperwork to show it or tell them where to get it.
Yeah. If they ask me for my opinion, I will tell them this is my opinion only, and you do whatever you want to do. Look it up. Ask people. Do your thing. You don't have to believe me. Just look at, you know, take care of yourself. These people didn't do it.
We have about 7 minutes left of the night show. If you want to press one and join in the last part of the conversation, please press one.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that, gentlemen? That was on the ball for the first time.
Okay, have we heard anything about delegation stuff? I know I joined late, but have we heard anything?
No.
Has anybody heard anything from their local? Because I still haven't heard anything from my local. I know Carrie's waiting on when she can put in her application to run, so...
I'm local only to the executive board. As far as to my knowledge, it has not been read to the membership.
All right. So I called 1A about 3 weeks ago. They said everything's been released to the locals, so it's up to the locals now.
So has anybody contacted Local 600 over there? To your knowledge, 313?
Not to my knowledge. Carrie said that she asked Nick, and Nick denied anything about it, so.
Well, Nick is not. He's not over there. But Bernie Rickey is the president. I don't know who your liaison is, but you have a liaison person over there. I would think it would be the recording secretary, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So I should I should go straight to the local and find out. Yes, I understand the difference between the president and I know Carrie, and you got into a little bit last week about who the heck to talk to, but
I know. Yeah,
and I don't always get it either.
So I
will call the local this week.
Yeah.
Actually, if you don't get any information from your local, what you can do is you can submit a copy of a letter to the president of the election committee. They're the ones who are supposed to post this.
Right.
You can ask them directly, and you can carbon copy that over to somebody at the hall, like the president or vice president, somebody at the regional, which that's what I would do if I really want to get some information. I'd carbon copy the regional director from 1A and say, this is a letter that was sent to this local 600 and recording secretary, president of the election committee, in regards to when the election will be for the constitutional delegates. And,
well,
you know,
sat at a union meeting.
It is. But if they're not doing that, somebody's got this information, the person who's going to post that would be the president of the, or the chairperson of the election committee. They have that information.
Well, if they haven't set a date, they have to do it at the next union meeting.
All right. Well, they keep canceling our next union meeting, so I think I told you guys the last couple of weeks that the last time they canceled it is because C-Crew was laid off. So,
right.
And I'm sure we're going to be continuing to do more rolling layoffs, so I'm assuming that's what the running excuse is going to be for the next couple of, you know, until it's too late. I don't know.
Delegates have to be in place, I believe, 30 days before the election.
All right. So what if something stupid happens, like they don't do it in time, or do they just go with the last pick, or does it got to be new? Does it have to be reelected each time, or can the event just continue?
No, they have to be reelected.
Yes.
And by there hasn't been anything official. There hasn't been anything official put out at local 723 or at local 12 for the upcoming, there any information released for the upcoming delegate elections as of yet. I did inquire about it at our last meeting, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, and they said that they were going to look into it, but when I asked about it, I could see in their faces, they already knew that they've received the call letter. They just, I don't think they were expecting anybody to start asking about it so early.
Right.
Well, I think what people should focus on right now is not when the election will be, but what you have to say to your membership, because you're not going to be able to get elected delegate just by putting out a card with your name on it. You're going to have to
That's
have
right.
some literature.
Yeah, it's time to you have to campaign before time.
That's
you
right.
You should be campaigning now.
Yeah.
Right.
You need to distinguish yourself.
True.
Because they know who the morons are, but, you know, if they don't know what you stand for, they don't have a reason to vote for you.
Well, I'm a shoo-in because I'm the biggest moron everybody knows.
Well, you're a different kind of moron.
You're an honest moron, right?
I mean, they think that anybody that challenges them is a moron.
Yes, they do.
If you have ambitions, they just think you should join their team. That's the way to get where you want to go.
Well, I think it's pretty clear, though, that what we've been saying for so long now, that the one member, one vote clearly shows that the good men and women of the UAW far outnumber the cronies.
Right.
Yes. Well, Well, before the show's over, we would like to offer condolences to the, Couch families again for the untimely loss of Cinnamon's father. And we're about done with tonight's show.
Thank you,
Mike. Well, we just got to keep putting ears on it out there, see if we can pick up some. 313, we'll be highly interested to see what you find out this week. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'll call this week. Adrian, text me if I forget because those are my days off during the week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's C-crew, so you got to work Monday. Okay.
I'll share it with you when I find out, and then we'll bring it up on the show.
Okay.
But if you don't hear from me, remind me because I got a thousand directions and not that many miles.
Okay.
It's like living like God. I know I'm supposed to do something. I'm just not sure what it is.
I'm talking about you. As old as us.
Wow. Talk about me, my friend.
He's ready for Prevagen already.
Oh, wow. Don? Don's past that.
Well,
the only thing Don's going to...
Biden.
You're Biden?
You're Biden, buddy. 313 Biden. That's your new name.
Okay. There you go.
All right, guys.
Well, everybody, everybody have a safe week.
Please.
Be careful. And I think that's a wrap for this week.
All right, y'all. Have a good weekend. Sorry I made so much noise. Don?
Yes, buddy.
I love you, man. I love you.
I love you.
And not like brotherly love. I'm talking more like intimate love. You know, rub your back as you're falling asleep, love. Good night, y'all.
Good night, Rambo.
Thank you,
good night, everybody. God bless, and have a safe week. Good night, guys.
Good night.